I was born right by Cedar Hill, no more than 20 feet from the tracks of the New York and Haven Hartford Railroad. There must have been 40, 50 tracks going through there. I used to go out there when I was a snot-nosed kid, watching them switching the boxcars, and it used to fascinate me watching them, these big locomotives of that day, the steam engine, you know. The workmen there, they got to know me. And they used to come over and sit under the shade tree with me, and they used to share their lunches with me. And half the time I was hungry as hell, you know, and I got dependent on that. Also, I had this knife that I found. It was a good knife. And the engineer on one of the trains, he wanted to buy the knife from me. He says, I'll give you a brand new penny for it. And even though I was just a little kid, I didn't think a penny was enough money for that knife. And he said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. Every time I see you, I'll give you a penny. And that sounded like a good deal to me. He kept his word because I was always making sure he seen me. And every time he seen me, he'd give me a penny. I think my mother had become pregnant by somebody else. I never met the woman. I never met her, never seen her in my entire life. And the older brothers and sisters would never talk about her. And it isn't that I didn't ask questions, I did, but I never got no answers. I remember one time, I guess it was about 9 years old, the old man got a letter. And I'm sure this is a letter from my mother. She wanted to meet him in front of the Hamden Bank on Dixwell Avenue, Hamden, Connecticut. I got to read the letter. That Saturday, you know, I'm waiting for see if he's going down there. But he didn't leave the house. Instead, he tore up the letter. He stood there. So I took off. I went down to Dixon Circular Avenue in Hamden, Connecticut. I went down there in front of the bank, hoping that maybe I could recognize this woman or something. And I was there a long, long time, but I never met her. And my older brothers and sisters said they would never say anything about my mother. I strongly believe that she got pregnant by someone else. And I think that's when the old man ran her off. And it's pretty hard to take a little kid that's just born, throw him out in the streets. I believe she didn't take me with her because she probably didn't know where she was going.
And I remember when I was a youngster, back around 1936, there was a movie that came out titled Alcatraz, starring George Raft. And I remember as a youngster, I'm running around the neighborhood and I'm trying to scrounge up a dime to get into the movies. And that's what it costs to get into the movies in them days for a kid. Anyways, I got the dime and I went to the movies and seen Alcatraz starring George Raft. And I remember George Raft immediately became my idol. Not because he was portraying a man on Alcatraz, but because he was George Raft, a gangster in the movies. He was my idol. And at the time when I seen that movies, I never had no idea in my mind that years later, I'd be sailing over to Alcatraz Island, all in shackles and irons.
We burned that barn down. My brother Red, I was the instigator of it though. We killed all the chickens, and out where the barn was just a big black spot in the snow now. The old man gets home late at night. He's an engineer on the New York and Haven Hartford Railroad. Everybody was at the hospital. My brother Red got burned pretty bad. And I was sitting up on the stairs there. I was scared to death because I know I'm going to get a beating. And he did. He used to use a cat and nine tail. He didn't fool around. I sat up there and waiting. And finally, he did come home. I had to get his attention off of me. And that's why I yelled at him about Red being in the hospital. The thing about it is, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving was an automatic smack in the head. And every time we had chicken, it was an automatic smack in the head. A lot of times I wouldn't even come eat.